Tēnā koe, Kelvin. Nā mihi kia koe. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Ai, morena, tēnā koe.
So you can obviously tell this is not Dale. And he's sick, unfortunately, so you're going to have to put up with me. Now, I understand you went to the launch of the correction strategy to end family violence and sexual violence. Where was that held and who attended?
Yeah, well, first of all, morena, I hope that Dale gets well soon. So that was yesterday, myself and Minister Davidson, that's Marama, because she's the minister responsible for the elimination of family violence and sexual violence. It was launched at Corrections because it was the launch of the Corrections Strategy, Family Violence and Sexual Violence Strategy. So one of Marama's goals is that all the agencies, government agencies, have their own family violence and sexual violence strategy, and Corrections has been quick out of the block to get this done. I mean, after all, Corrections does deal with a lot of people who have both been the perpetrators and are survivors of family violence and sexual violence. And family violence is one of the big indicators of people going on and going into Corrections care. Sexual violence is an intergenerational thing, and it's important that Corrections does have a strategy to deal with it, both with the perpetrators, but also to support those people in their care who are survivors of family and sexual violence. And it's just the fact that almost every wahine in our correction system has been a survivor of family and or sexual violence. So we must make sure that we are supporting them appropriately.
Yes, and so what? This is Te Ao Rerekura. So what is the strategy? Is it, I don't know, workshops or...?
Oh, look, there's a whole heap of things, and Marama Davidson is the best person. She's the one that's driving it, and I've got to give credit to the tuahine there. It's a 25-year strategy. It's about addressing, you know, we want to eliminate family violence and sexual violence from Aotearoa. This is going to take a generation. Mm. But she has put in an immense amount of mahi. There's a number of ministers that are there to tautoko her, like the Minister of Justice, Minister of Police, Minister of Corrections, and others. We've all sort of had our parts to play in supporting her to develop Te Ao Rerekura. And now that it's been developed, it's about the implementation. But, you know, like we say, it's a 25-year strategy, and Marama will keep looking at revising it every couple of years to make sure it's updated in terms of, you know, the progress we've made. I just want to acknowledge her and give her credit for all the mahi she's done, and also all the other ministers who have been in there behind supporting. We just hope this strategy is really successful. It's only been going for, you know, 12 months or so, but
yes, yeah. It's such an important kaupapa, and while we're in Corrections, ACTS announced their crime policy. Do you think it's workable or needed?
We've got to look at what we're doing or what we've done in Corrections, and we have reduced the Māori prison population by about 1,000 over the time that we've been there. We've got to look at what we're doing in Corrections now. And that is continuing on our Māori pathways and our making sure that we try to support our Māori in prison so that they don't return. And we've got to look at what's at stake here. And what's at stake if we have an active national government is that they have now a target to fill prisons. And we know that the people who will be going into prison will be our Māori people. That is what is at stake if there is an ACT national government. They want to build more prisons. They want to blow billions of dollars that could be used to help people to stay out of prison. They want to spend that money to put people in prison. They have a target, they've said. They want to get the target, the level of people in prison back up to what it was in 2017. The trouble is in 2017 is that it was predicted that by now in 2023 there'd be 14,000 people in prison. So you can guarantee that when they surpass the target that they set of locking up Māoris and other brown people into prison, then they'll set another target to keep filling it, keep filling, keep filling. And it's just going to be a never-ending spiral of locking up our people. And that is what is at stake from an ACT and National Party government.
Yes, so, and it's been a difficult week for your party, and in fact, with Meka Whaitiri leaving, but where does that leave the Hawke's Bay and the Taira Whiti cyclone recovery, because she played such a big part in that?
Well, it leaves the people in Ikaroa Rāwhiti in the lurch. Luckily enough, Kieran McInulty, who is also the Minister for Civil Defence and that, he just stepped right in, and the day that he stepped in, he announced the $100 million for the people of that area to get rid of silt and other debris from the floods. So while the people of Ikaroa Rāwhiti lost out in one way, Kieran McInulty stepped in. He's from Wairarapa. He's running the show now, and he's it was obviously off to a good start. In terms of Meka Whaitiri, you know, we're disappointed. She was a friend, she was a colleague. She's made her decision, and we just move on.
Mm. Well, it's going to be a big year. You've got the budget coming up, and then the elections.
Yeah, that's right. Next week is the budget, next Thursday. So, you know, we're always looking forward to that, and then our Labour Māori caucus get in a van and we drive around parts of the country and we explain to people what is in that budget. I think I've got an announcement around education up north. Other MPs will have announcements. So we've got to be realistic that everyone's been tightening the belts with the cost of living, and the international economic sort of situation has meant that there isn't as much pūtea. So in the for distribution. So this is going to be a budget focused on bread and butter issues. And people are going to just have to realise that there isn't as much money to put here, there, and everywhere. All the areas that we'd really like to put pūtea into.
Mm. And on Thursday, I hear you're going to be working with the launching of a booklet with Karakia to each of the 9 stars of Matariki.
Yeah, that's right. If people cast their minds back to last year when we launched Matariki, we were up on the roof of Papa there, and there were these mātanga who had been, they had created karakia, big long karakia for each of the 9 whetū. And each one stood up in his turn and then recited these karakia. And I said at the time, what a taonga, because these were gifted to the nation. I said, well, wouldn't it be beautiful for every school to have copies of those karakia so that they can learn them, and wherever we're celebrating Matariki this year, those karakia can ring out. Now, because they were so long and we also want to engage children, what they did was they sort of rewrote parts of it and made short karakia so that, you know, like our primary school kids can really get in, and it's at their level. So now we are launching this book to distribute to all our kura that have these karakia that our tamariki can learn, and eventually they'll graduate to these big long karakia. But this is just it's a beautiful book with karakia that our tai tamariki can recite to celebrate Matariki, and also be easier for people in the communities that are marae and that when we're celebrating Matariki this year, I think it's July the 14th, everybody can say these karakia.
Oh, good. Even radio stations, eh?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's there for everyone, eh? And of course, there is one part where you uncover the kai, so... You know, we all like our kai, but there's that's an integral part of the ceremony. And you know, we just want people to be able to engage at their own level, at their own marae, in their own community, in their own school, in these karakia.
Oh, ka pai. And finally, the most important question: a republic or our king?
a republic, but I say that with some concern, and I've always said this, it depends on the place of Te Tiriti o Waitangi. If people are going to use the republic argument to get rid of Te Tiriti and sideline Māori interests and their commitments, then I'd rather stay as we are. But, you know, I've got no real love for the royal family. I guess they're good people. But if anything jeopardises Te Tiriti o Waitangi, it's a big no from me.
Ka pai. Yes, I think I'm with you there. So thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day, and we look forward to hearing from you again soon. Ngā mihi.
My pleasure. Ngā mihi ki a koutou. Katoa e whakoronga mai ana.
Kia ora.